T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The arrest of a pastry vendor in a Brooklyn subway station, captured on cell phone video and posted on Twitter, is sparking outrage in the city. WCBS's Steve Burns reports.
This video, says City Councilmember Antonio Reynoso,
has so many layers of systematic failures in the city of New York.
The video, posted to Twitter by Sophia Newman, shows a woman getting handcuffed at the Broadway Junction station, surrounded by officers.
Yeah, she's crying.
As her churro cart gets wheeled away.
Just don't understand why 5-6 officers need to be surrounding a churro person at all.
Reynoso says it's another example of the city criminalizing poverty. He sees no justification for Governor Cuomo's order a few months ago putting 500 more officers in subway stations.
Either he got bad information or he's lying, because crime has not gone up in the subway system.
A spokesperson for the governor maintains certain categories of crime are up, like robberies and assaults. In this incident, the NYPD says it was responding to health and pedestrian flow concerns at the station. The department says the woman was given a summons and released within minutes. In East New York, Brooklyn, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
A man was stabbed to death in an Upper West Side homeless shelter, apparently in a dispute with another man there. Police responded to the Basics Housing Men's Homeless Shelter on West 83rd Street. They found a 22-year-old man unconscious with several stab wounds to the torso and a 36-year-old man with a single wound. The 22-year-old was rushed to St. Luke's Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The 36-year-old is listed in stable condition at the hospital and was taken into custody with charges pending. Police are still investigating. Senator Charles Schumer says the Department of Justice is failing to give preschools and after-school programs access to FBI background checks that they need to screen for sex offenders. WCBS's Christy Kalishian reports.
The Child Protection Improvements Act, or CPIA, passed in 2018. It was supposed to be implemented 9 months ago, and Senator Chuck Schumer says the Department of Justice has taken no action.
We're here to tell the DOJ, implement this law now.
Schumer is now sending a letter addressing U.S. Attorney General William Barr and FBI Director Christopher Wray. The CPIA gives New York City and Long Island schools access to the national list of sex offenders for employee background checks.
One, we want an explanation from the Department of Justice as to why they're not implementing our law. And second, we need an update on the expected timeline. When do they expect to get it done? We want it done ASAP.
In his letter, Schumer is giving the Department of Justice until December 1st to respond. In downtown Manhattan, Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
Police in Toms River say two people were killed when their speeding car hit a center median and went flying into the second floor of a commercial building. It happened around 6:30 this morning on Hooper Avenue. Authorities are now testing the structural integrity of the building. The identities of the two victims have not yet been released. Let's get the weather forecast now with our meteorologist, Frank Strait. And kind of mild right now, but understand that's going to change, Frank.
That's right. First, milder still for tomorrow, but then much colder air returns starting Tuesday. So don't get used to the mild temperatures, but do enjoy the nice Veterans Day tomorrow. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Nice evening, then down to 45 late tonight in Midtown. Some outlying areas get to the 30s. Then tomorrow, we'll have a mix of clouds and sun up to 58 in the afternoon. Again, a pretty good day. Then tomorrow night, it turns cloudy. It will be 45 in Midtown again. Rain will start toward daybreak, and then brisk and turning colder with rain at times Tuesday. The rain likely ends in some wet snowflakes, especially north and west of the city. Temperatures will fall all the way to the 30s Tuesday, and then very cold Wednesday, despite sunshine, high of midwinter like 34.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.